Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
511 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on a Wednesday afternoon. It's been a very interesting day today. Of course, it is Real ID Day today. Get that out of the way. But I just want to throw this in here before we get into the top three. If you want to make your day a little extra sweeter, go to Krispy Kreme. You get a free donut today for it being Real ID today. I guess they figured you've been through enough stress and all and putting this behind you. So
I guess.
All right, here we go. We got three of the stories coming up here. I'm going to start off with the first one, and then we'll kind of move right along two and three. But the first one we're looking at today, Governor DeSantis is demanding UWF return more than $800,000 in federal funding, calling a STEM teacher training grant woke. We're advancing this story for you. I know we've been talking about this for a day, but this takes it a little bit more deeper into the controversy. That centers around a grant awarded by the National Science Foundation designed to increase the number of science and math teachers across Northwest Florida. UWF officials confirming the grant definitely includes references on social justice and cultural responsiveness. The current dispute is adding another element in an increasing battle between the governor, the university, and the Northwest Florida legislative delegation.
In the second of your top three stories today, four new fire stations could be heading to Escambia County. Proposed plans include the demolition and replacement of stations on Lillian Highway and Gulf Beach Highway, and the construction of two additional stations on Highway 97 and Kingsfield Road, and another in the Paradise Beach area. With the new stations, District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger says the new facilities will enhance emergency response capabilities and lower insurance rates for residents who don't have a fire station nearby.
I just love Quentin Rishi Studer. They do such great things to our community. With that said, I want to just pass on the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart and Nemours Children's Health, confirming today a strategic arrangement to advance pediatric specialty care here in Northwest Florida. Through this agreement, most pediatric, they call them subspecialists, will be employed by Nemours Children's Health and will practice on the Studer Family Children's Hospital campus. The move will help ensure greater access to specialty care for children with complex medical conditions, as well as groundbreaking research to advance treatments.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis has appointed Zach Smith to the University of West Florida's Board of Trustees. The move is part of DeSantis' anti-woke campaign. We've been hearing a lot about that following his unsuccessful effort to replace the board with conservative members. He criticized a decade-old grant as woke, and Smith, a Pensacola native, is an adjunct professor at UWF and PSC, holding degrees in history, political science, and law from UF.
Okay, here's something nice to kind of digest today. Escambia County is recognizing corrections officers, professionals, and nurses this week. The event acknowledges the team of officers and support personnel who are responsible for the care, custody, and control of over 1,300 inmates. The medical staff also provides around-the-clock attention, providing patient care to those inmates. 5:15. Afternoon is kind of sliding by here. And at this time, we go to Austin Price, who can become the either the good or bad guy this afternoon, has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much for that legendary intro, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups on, this is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Mm. The congestion is always bad there this hour, but it's worse than usual this time. Also got some backups on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, and Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Let's see, looking at the weather, we're sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 69 tonight, with chances of rainfall lingering. That's going to bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 81 and the low 69.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, dozens of people are out of their Florida high-rise after a structural crack was found in a support beam. This is a nightmare unraveling for these folks in Clearwater. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Officials say the evacuation was ordered out of an abundance of caution, but people are not being allowed back into their homes until engineers say it's safe. Clearwater Fire and Police went door-to-door on Tuesday, telling people to leave their 12-story condo building. David Zussman and his two kids were among them.
I'm shocked because it's not a neglected building. It's a very well-managed building.
Clearwater Fire Chief Javon Graham says construction workers discovered the crack in a support column in the building's parking garage.
They saw a column that was splitting. Based on the extent of the damage, they felt it was unsafe. They needed to evacuate the building.
Building records show the condo was built in 1975 and has had ongoing renovations with work done as recently as March. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Rick Scott had an unlikely ally in his effort to change the Fed. The Republican senator and Democrat Elizabeth Warren called yesterday for an independent inspector general at the Federal Reserve. The IG would be appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. Currently, the IG is appointed by the Fed and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Senator Scott says the Fed has been wildly unaccountable for years, and significant changes are needed to bring transparency and accountability.
Floridians concerned over chemtrails will soon have protection. On Tuesday, Governor DeSantis said he's going to sign Senate Bill 56, which would prohibit the release of chemicals into Florida skies to alter the weather or atmosphere. DeSantis confirmed the actions mean freedom from governments or private actors unilaterally applying chemicals or geoengineering to people or public spaces.
And some Florida farmers say that they're feeling the effects of President Trump's tariffs. Heather Moling is president of the Miami-Dade County Farm Bureau, and she says some tomato growers are plowing over their crop because they can't make a profit. Moling says a box of tomatoes that used to sell for $16 is now going for as little as $3. And DeMare Homestead President Tony DeMare says that Mexican growers flooded the U.S. market with tomatoes to try and get ahead of the tariffs, and U.S. growers like him could not compete.
All right, 518 News Radio 92.3. Officials investigating a deadly alligator attack in Central Florida. Kristen Goodwin has this story.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says a 61-year-old woman was attacked and killed by an alligator while canoeing with her husband on a lake in Polk County.
While alligator attacks resulting in fatalities are extremely rare, this tragedy serves as a somber reminder of the powerful wildlife that share our natural spaces.
Executive Director of the Commission, Roger Young. Officials say the couple were canoeing in approximately 2.5 feet of water when the alligator thrashed and tipped the canoe over, noting trappers have recovered two alligators that are about 10 to 11 feet in size and are working to identify which may be responsible. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis continues to push for property tax relief in Florida. During a roundtable event in Tampa, the governor promoted his plan and criticized a House proposal to roll back sales taxes by 0.25%. He says that would benefit tourists, not locals. State lawmakers, meanwhile, will return to Tallahassee next week to work on the budget.
Well, as temperatures rise, so does the desire to travel. A new survey from AAA reveals that 60% of Floridians plan to take a trip this summer. 36% plan to take more vacations. 45% plan to take about the same number as last year. 19% will take fewer trips. 58% citing personal financial concerns. And 41% are worried about the economy as primary reasons. June and July set to be the peak months for summer vacations among Floridians, with 45% opting to travel in June, 40% happening in July.
All right, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with a deep dive into some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number one, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number two, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number three, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about the reasonability of striving to have zero pedestrian or car fatalities per year, the Vision Zero concept. Also, what's going on with the Escambia Children's Trust, Bay Bluffs Park, Real ID at the airport, that's all in the interview. What's the right way to assess fire protection fees in Escambia County? A big conflict between the beach residents and the mainland residents, and really, what is the right way to do this? It's not an easy problem to solve. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 524, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher following the Fed's decision on interest rates. As expected, the central bank is leaving its benchmark rate unchanged at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed policymakers say economic outlook uncertainty has increased further and that risk of higher inflation and unemployment have risen. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says that there's no rush to cut interest rates. Also affecting markets today, news that China and the U.S. are finally ready to talk trade. The Dow winners, Disney, Amgen and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Apple, United Health, and Caterpillar. The Dow rising 285 points, the Nasdaq higher by 49, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. You see, you can't be a winner in this situation. You cannot be good or you cannot be bad in this.
What's that?
Well, you go ahead.
I'm just a messenger.
Yeah, I understand. Don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's Austin on News Radio 92.3.
This is Traffic and Weather Update brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. Looking at the roads here, got some Several areas of note. We did have an accident reported. This was going to be on Highway 90 near Avalon Boulevard. We do seem to have some congestion if you're traveling eastbound in that area. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, we got some backups there like we usually do this time every afternoon. Same can be said for the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Last major spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. That's in the Tiger Point area. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Rain chances happening and lingering throughout this evening, bleeding into your Thursday, where the high is going to be 81 with, once again, a low of 69.
See, you got the traffic going for you, you got the weather going for you, and then, again, you might have it going against you.
Right.
You cannot win this game, let me tell you. Not at all. Okay, nice snapshot locally of the weather. Not that it's all great, but nice snapshot. Parts of the southern U.S. bracing for heavy rain that could lead to dangerous flooding. Grinnell Scott is in this afternoon.
New Orleans is expecting rain and high winds throughout today. The city and surrounding areas are under a flood watch until Thursday night, with thousands of customers already losing power. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, says severe weather threats stretch from the plains to the southeast and could affect about 30 million people. In addition, strong storms could be seen from Texas and along the Gulf Coast into Florida, with the potential for lightning, strong gusts, hail, and conditions that could bring threats of tornadoes. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Okay, Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing today a nationwide crackdown on child predators. Mike Emanuel has the latest from Washington.
Federal authorities making 205 arrests in just 5 days. Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel speaking to reporters about what they're calling an unprecedented nationwide operation. It's called Operation Restore Justice, helping 115 victims. Federal authorities say there's a violent online network which lures teens on popular platforms and coerces them into escalating sexual or violent acts. ICE rearrested an alleged child sex predator in nearby Fairfax, Virginia, after local charges were dropped. Hiram Bacadano Rodriguez, a Honduran national, allegedly tried to abduct a 4-year-old girl during a home invasion.
And President Trump's average approval rating for the past week is showing modest net gains. According to Decision Desk HQ's favorability tracker, Trump is averaging a 51.7% unfavorable rating, which is 2.9 percentage points better than his average on April 30th. However, the rating is lower than the 44.4% favorable rating he held when he first took office. The new data comes as Trump has rallied against pollsters over his declining popularity numbers after marking 100 days of his return to the White House.
Okay, so there you are. You're thinking about buying or selling that home. I got the numbers for you. You could use these. Mortgage rates slightly lower today and remain below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily is reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.88%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.21%.
And President Trump calling the Obama Presidential Center project in Chicago a disaster during an Oval Office visit yesterday. Trump claimed the project has gone over budget because former President Barack Obama only hired woke people to build the center. Trump also claimed that the job has stopped due to a lawsuit. The Obama Foundation has rejected that claim, saying that the project is still on track to be completed by 2026.
Okay, this is something that you might be doing on a daily basis, driving down the street, looking at those marquees with all the gas prices.
Right.
Let me give you an update on how it's going out there. Gas prices slightly higher as the state average price for unleaded regular $3.10 per gallon. In Escambia, a low of $2.54 posted along East 9 Mile Road, $2.64 in Cantonment. Look at a $2.66 at the Murphy Station, at the Walmart, Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze.
And Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn and Democratic Senator Peter Welch introducing a bill aimed at boosting rideshare passengers' safety and privacy. The Safe and Private Rides Act would require transportation network companies to alert passengers if their driver is using a video recording device in the car. The senators argue a lack of transparency could violate privacy, and should the bill pass, riders would be given the option to opt out of using a driver with a dash cam. The bill would also empower the Federal Trade Commission to enforce the transparency requirements.
Well, those smart folks out of Pensacola International doing it again, continuing to expand its destination experience. Beginning September 4th, Breeze Airways will offer nonstop service to Bentonville, Fayetteville, Arkansas on Thursdays and Sundays, with service to Memphis launching on September 5th, operating on Mondays and Fridays. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News
Some John Saucier, black smoke flowing out of the Sistine Chapel as the College of Cardinals cast their first vote to elect the next pope, signaling they haven't made the decision yet. Bishop Robert Barron tells Fox News Channel this vote breaks ground for the process going forward.
This first ballot, okay, some names evidently emerge, and they'll take it from here. We'll see tomorrow if someone rises, someone falls, you know. But this first round almost certainly was going to be indecisive.
There are more votes expected tomorrow. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent telling Fox he's set to meet with Chinese negotiators in Europe this weekend to talk trade. North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer on Fox Business is optimistic.
I think Secretary Bessent and Ambassador Greer are going to Switzerland this weekend with a pretty good hand, to be honest. And I think the timing couldn't be better.
Democrats have come out against the president's trade policies, arguing they'll drive up consumer costs in the short term. America's listening to Fox News.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Governor DeSantis demanding UWF return more than $800,000 in federal funding, calling a STEM teacher training grant woke. Of course, we told you about that earlier this week, but the controversy centers around a grant awarded by the National Science Foundation designed to increase the number of science and math teachers across Northwest Florida, and UWF officials have since confirmed that the grant includes references on social justice and cultural responsiveness. The current dispute adds another element in an increasing battle between the governor, the university, and the Northwest Florida legislative delegation.
Okay, number two, four new fire stations could be headed to Escambia County. Proposed plans include the demolition and replacement of stations on Lillian Highway and Gulf Beach Highway, and the construction of two additional fire stations, one on Highway 97 and Kingsfield Road, that's in Cantonment, and another in the Paradise Beach area. With the new stations, District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger says the new facilities will enhance emergency response capabilities and lower insurance rates for residents who don't have a fire station nearby.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart and Niemers Children's Health confirmed a strategic arrangement to advance pediatric specialty care in Northwest Florida. Through the agreement, most pediatric subspecialists will be employed by Niemers Children's Health and will practice on the Studer Family Children's Hospital's campus. The move will help ensure greater access to specialty care for children with complex medical conditions, as well as groundbreaking research to advance treatments.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Okay, the Golden State Warriors received bad news today. Joe Morgan has more details on that news.
The Warriors may have a one-game lead over the Timberwolves in their second-round playoff series, but Golden State will be shorthanded until further notice. Steph Curry suffered a grade 1 hamstring strain in Tuesday night's victory over Minnesota, and the four-time champion will be reevaluated in 1 week. Based on that timeline, Curry will miss at least the next three games of the series, with Game 5 scheduled for Wednesday, May 14th. Curry will now miss his first playoff game since the 2018 Western Conference semifinals. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, you know, you hear this saying a lot, like a tide turner, you know, that absolutely is one if Steph is hurt for potentially the bulk of the rest of that series. That's going to be tough. Also, speaking of the NBA, there are a couple of game twos in the playoffs tonight. We got the Knicks taking on the Celtics in Boston. Knicks stole game one in TD Garden. So that's a pretty impressive start for them. We'll see how that turns out. Maybe the Celtics can bounce back. Also got the Oklahoma City Thunder facing the Denver Nuggets. Speaking of the underdogs stealing a win, the Nuggets clawed back and beat the Thunder in OKC in game one. So we've got some upset stories brewing there.
Okay, the Wahoos rallied Tuesday evening, downing the Biloxi Shucker 6-1. Wahoos now 19-9 on the season. They sit in first place in the South Division. Today's scheduled game at Keesler Federal Park between the Wahoos and Shuckers postponed due to rain. That game will be made up as part of a doubleheader on Thursday.
And, you know, it would be it would not be journalistic of me if I were to bring up the NBA playoffs going on tonight and not mention the NHL playoffs as well. Got two games on that side of the equation. Also, the Toronto Maple Leafs hosting the Florida Panthers for game two of their series. The Leafs won game one. And later, we got the Winnipeg Jets taking on the Dallas Stars in game one of their series.
Okay, Pensacola's Missy Gannon won her second Professional Disc Golf Association Major Championship title, capturing the Champions Cup trophy Sunday in Stockton, California. Other Pensacola residents, five-time PDGA World Champion Paige Pierce finished third at the Champions Cup, while Madison Walker finished 18th in the 60-person field at that tournament. All three have been involved with Emerald Coast Disc Golf Club activities here in Northwest Florida.
And Chris, you and I heard a little bit about this story earlier this week, and it was very ridiculous, but we've got more details on it, so I can't help but share it. A football fan suing the NFL over Shedeur Sanders' performance in the NFL draft. Sanders was expected to be a first-round pick, of course. It ended up being a huge story when he got chosen in the fifth round by the Cleveland Browns. Now, the unidentified plaintiff is looking for $100 million in damages for, quote, severe emotional distress and trauma. The plaintiff is a Georgia resident who is a self-proclaimed huge fan of the Colorado Buffaloes. Of course, that's where Sanders played college. He accuses the NFL of colluding to hinder Sanders' draft selection and possible racial discrimination.
Well, five figure skaters from the Greater Pensacola Figure Skating Club participated in the Robert Unger ISI competition and captured gold, silver, and bronze medals. The international event was held in Knoxville, Tennessee. GPFSC was represented by figure skaters Christian Gobert, Lindsay Carbone, Casa Albaran, Myla Markuklin, Nora Oaklib, and skate director Christy Albanin. I'm sure I totally destroyed their names, and I apologize.
Yeah, that's a sport in itself. But, you know, also wanted to, since we're talking about skaters here, this seems somewhat adjacent to that. Chris, for the very short time that they existed, were you a fan of the Utah Hockey Club?
You know, I don't know. I was based out of Murray, Utah, Salt Lake City, for the basketball team. But at that time, I wasn't involved with the hockey side of the equation. What is going on in Utah?
Well, of course, for those who are not aware, the Utah Hockey Club was the placeholder name for the relocating Arizona Coyotes in the NHL. Yeah. Well, they will now be called the Utah Mammoth. The team announced its new mascot after a 13-month search for the name that included trademark issues and different rounds of fan voting. The team played its first NHL season in Salt Lake under the temporary name of Utah Hockey Club, of course. Fans can buy a limited selection of merchandise at the team's store inside the Delta Center today. That's what those local fans were provided. And Mammoth jerseys going on sale online later in the offseason. Utah missed the playoffs after finishing 38 31 with 13 overtime losses.
Okay, I'm going to mess your lineup here. If you don't mind, I'm racking 36-97 for me.
All right.
The House heard testimony from a fencer who protested the inclusion of a transgender athlete. Lawmakers also fought over a photo that appeared to show the chairman of the USA Fencing Association raising his middle finger ahead of the hearing. Oof. A lot of folks upset about this.
The star witness, this chairman of USA Fencing, comes to the Hill to defend his support for pro-transgender policies. Now, the hearing comes after female fencer Stephanie Turner was punished by USA Fencing for refusing to compete against a transgender athlete back in March. Video shows her taking a knee, and that led to her disqualification. Here's her witness testimony.
I had already spent the money on competition fees and new equipment and spent hours training. I felt trapped. I had been defrauded of a women's tournament and sold a lie by USA Fencing.
Now, one big fight has been over a picture of the chairman. Marjorie Taylor Greene actually brought it up during the hearing, and Democrats said this was a big misrepresentation.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Boston Celtics missed 45 three-pointers in Game 1 and lost to the New York Knicks in overtime. Chet Holmgren missed two crucial free throws, and then Oklahoma City Thunder fans saw Aaron Gordon drain a three-point shot to give Game 1 to the Denver Nuggets. As for tonight, I think the two home teams who dropped Game 1 bounce back, as I have the Celtics and Thunder evening up their series. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, Montana governor takes out his veto pen today over an effort to ban styrofoam. Good for him. I'm all on his side on this one. Tom Rigotti has the story.
In a video he posted to X, Republican Governor Greg Gianforte said this about the legislation.
Like many Montanans, I enjoy hot coffee in a styrofoam cup because it keeps it hot. And this bill is a hot mess.
He also labeled the bill textbook government overreach. It would have phased out the use of styrofoam containers by 2030, but 2 years earlier for restaurants and the hospitality industry. Supporters of the legislation argued the material poses threats to the environment and human health, and many places have already stopped using styrofoam. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And Weight Watchers filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to cut debt. The over 60-year-old company has been struggling with the increasing use of drugs like Ozempic for weight loss. Officials say they're not going out of business, but getting some financial flexibility. It will focus more on digital and member experience, as well as boosting its telehealth business.
543, News Radio 92.3, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. says government researchers are going to be looking at Medicaid and Medicare records to try to find the cause of autism. Here's Jill Nato.
The National Institutes of Health and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are teaming up to look at autism diagnosis trends. They'll be using medical records on claims data from nearly 150 million Americans. They want to know more about demographics and access to care for children who have been diagnosed with the condition. Secretary Kennedy said in a statement, "We're using this partnership to uncover the root causes of autism." But the new coalition of autism scientists says this isn't the kind of data needed to answer questions about the causes. Instead, they say they need more information about genetics and early infancy factors. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Okay, Jill. Hillary Barsky's in now with details on how to handle times of financial uncertainty and saving your money.
This is House Call for Health. One of the Popemobiles will be converted into a mobile health clinic to serve children in the Gaza Strip, fulfilling one of the final wishes of Pope Francis. It's being transformed to hold diagnostic and emergency medical equipment to assist young patients in the area. The Pope entrusted the initiative to Caritas Jerusalem, a Catholic aid organization, months ahead of his passing. The Popemobile will have vaccines, diagnostic tools, suture kits, and more, and will be staffed by medical personnel. The aid organization plans to send the mobile clinic to communities that have a lack of healthcare facilities once humanitarian access to Gaza is possible. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, 5:45. This afternoon sliding by real fast here. I hope you're having a good one. Thanks for having us on. Well, Austin Price, taking a look at our weather and local traffic together this afternoon. What's happening, Austin?
Well, looking at the roads here, not seeing too much that's standing out. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87, but we always have issues there. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. The last major spots outside of that are going to be Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Got an accident report in that area. Also have one on Palafox Street. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards Johnson Avenue, and the accident report in that vicinity causing some pretty rough congestion over there. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, it's 76 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Chances of rainfall lingering throughout this evening, bleeding into your Thursday, where the high is going to be 81 and the low will also be 69.
Okay, there's that national snapshot. Let me go ahead, or the local snapshot. Let me go ahead and give you the national shot, snapshot. Janice Dean is in on News Radio 92.3.
We're still into an unsettled weather pattern for many areas across the country, including the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. Widespread showers and thunderstorms also bringing the risk for flooding for the central Gulf Coast, especially coastal Louisiana and New Orleans, the next few days. Cooler temperatures persisting over the south, while above average highs for the north central plains and the western U.S. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve today deciding to hold its key interest rate steady as it awaits further clarity on trade policy and the direction of a sputtering economy. In a move that comes with little surprise to the market at large, the Federal Open Market Committee is keeping the rate where it stood since December. United Airlines is letting customers change their flights for free as flight delays and cancellations continue to be a problem at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey, which is one of the busiest airports in the United States. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher, with the Dow gaining 0.7%, the S&P 500 adding 24, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by nearly 50 points. Credit card data is revealing a mixed picture of the U.S. consumer last month, with some signs showing a slowdown in spending. U.S. crude oil futures for June are sitting under $58 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, your Android device could be under attack. This is something to contemplate this afternoon. Well, what's going on? It's a software update. Goodness gracious. Eben Brown has the story.
Google is pushing a big update to its Android operating system for smartphones running either Android 13 or 14. It is a response to what Google admits has been a major attempt by hackers to exploit vulnerabilities in the mobile device software, something that could and would lead to malicious software code being executed on devices, compromising users' data privacy, and giving bad actors remote access to the device. Phones running the newer Android 15 are not believed to be affected. The patches come with Android security fixes for this month. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is echoing President Trump's recent comments on economic uncertainty. Trump and top officials have begun after their messaging on the economy by suggesting Americans should buy less and will probably pay more because of tariffs. Bessent argued children in the U.S. could have an improved life in the long term, and he said a girl with two dolls this Christmas will have a better life than her parents, and he added, you will be able to advance, you will have a good education, you will have economic freedom.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3 Instacart, rolling out a new service for alcohol delivery. Ashley Webster has those details.
The Fizz app lets multiple users contribute to one order, pay for their own items within that order, but have them delivered together with a flat $5 fee, if that makes sense. It's actually a lower rate than the $7.99 fee that the main Instacart app currently charges non-subscribers. Fizz will also have a rewards program for brands for in-app discounts. Instacart, by the way, wants to diversify beyond its typical demographic, which are suburban shoppers who usually place big basket orders on a weekly basis. Last year, by the way, it partnered with Uber to offer restaurant delivery through the Instacart app.
And New Hampshire becoming the first state in the country to establish a crypto reserve. The legislation was adopted on Tuesday, and it enables the treasurer to invest up to 5% of New Hampshire state funds into precious metals and digital assets. The metals and assets must have a market cap of more than $500 billion, and Bitcoin will be the asset used to fill the stockpile. This decision gives digital assets a win after several other states rejected similar legislation.
Well, President Trump isn't pulling back tariffs on China ahead of trade talks set to go this weekend. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is meeting with China's top economic official Saturday in Switzerland, but President Trump says he's not sure what may come out of the discussions.
We were losing $1 trillion a year. Now we're not losing anything, you know? That's the way I look at it.
In the meantime, the president says he is not open to pulling back the 145% tariff rate on Chinese imports and says he's not considering a lot of tariff exemptions.
I want to make it nice and simple. I'm not looking to have so many exemptions that nobody knows what it's doing. We have to make it very simple.
Additional tariffs on pharmaceuticals are expected this month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:52. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some more frivolous pop culture-based notes as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Netflix rolling out its live fan event. Michelle Polino has an explanation for us.
Sophia Carson will host Netflix To Dumb 2025 event featuring cast from Stranger Things Wednesday and other hit shows.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Obviously.
The event will broadcast live on Netflix for the first time on May 31st at 8 Eastern. Previous events only streamed on YouTube. The star-studded lineup includes Oscar Isaac and Mia Goth from Frankenstein, the cast of Happy Gilmore 2, and stars of Squid Game. Tickets for the event in L.A. go on sale Friday. The streaming giant is also rolling out a revamped TV homepage and new mobile features, including an AI-powered chatbot search function currently in beta testing. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
5:55, okay, Pensacola, Austin Price. Moving in here, looking at weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Still got some backups on Palafox Street, traveling northbound. This is going to be where Johnson Avenue meets Detroit Boulevard. Not too heavy of congestion in that area, but nonetheless present. Also have some backups on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Last major spot is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 69 tonight. It's been a little bit rainy on and off throughout today. It's going to continue to do so tonight and into tomorrow. Thursday is going to be damp with a high of 81 and also a low of 69.
Well, good night and good luck. Breaks Hollywood's Broadway's box office record. Michelle Polino has those numbers for us.
George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck has shattered Broadway records. The David Cromer-directed play became the first in Broadway history to surpass 4 million in ticket sales in a single week across 8 performances, with the average ticket price of around $319. Currently playing at the Winter Garden Theater, the production has surpassed the previous record held by The Music Man. Good Night and Good Luck now stands as the highest-grossing production in the history of the prestigious Schubert organization. The show, which has also been nominated for 5 Tony Awards, has dominated Broadway's box office since its April opening. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And this next story, since we're talking about movies here, I'm gonna dive headfirst into this, but I'm going to just preface it with, I hate it when movie franchises do this. The 5th John Wick installment is giving fans of the franchise a new storyline. During an interview with Empire, franchise director Chad Stahelski said that the latest installment will be really different from previous plots as the first 4 films reached their natural conclusion. He also notes that an upcoming High Table series and an animated project will play a big role in setting up the story for John Wick 5. While there is no official release date for the 5th installment, the next Wickverse project will be Ballerina with a June 6th debut, and it's based on events after John Wick Chapter 3. I don't like when they clearly beat a dead horse and the series becomes named something solely because the name has a lot of money tied to it. John Wick is a very profitable brand, and now it seems like this is just John Wick and name only.
Okay, as we're talking about movies here, let me kind of put a local spin here on this one. The Escambia Sheriff's Office hosting Sheriff's Movie Night Friday. They'll do it at the Molino Park Elementary School. The current time to start this, about 5:30. It's going to feature the animated comedy Chicken Run. It is a free community. You like that movie?
I remember that movie.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It is a free community event with food and entertainment for the entire family. Disney's saying it's opening its 7th theme park, this one in Abu Dhabi. Lauren Simonetti has the story.
The company making the announcement after reporting revenue of nearly $24 billion last quarter, thanks in part to its theme park success. Megan Leonhardt is an economics writer at Barron's.
Disney actually generates about 60% of its profits from its experiences segment, and that includes things like hotels, the theme parks, and of course its cruise line. So this is an area that is really important for Disney to not only get right for its, you know, Americans that are actually experiencing these things, but for investors.
And for consumers, a ticket to the Magic Kingdom in Florida today costs $169, not including add-ons. So far, fans are paying, but there is concern that if consumers become cash-strapped, travel and entertainment can take a hit. Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
And actor Michael Pitt is free on bail after being accused of sexually assaulting and strangling his ex-girlfriend in New York City. The Boardwalk Empire star was recently arrested for the sexual assault and other charges stemming from 4 different alleged incidents in Brooklyn in 2020 and 2021. He's accused of attacking his former girlfriend with a cinder block and a large piece of wood. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges and is currently out on $100,000 bail. Michael Pitt will be back in court next month.
Yeah, we've been talking about this. You've heard about it all day long. It is Real ID Day, Real ID compliant identifications now required to board commercial flights. Now, in honor of people making the adjustment, today, Krispy Kreme is providing some quick energy for you. All guests can get one free original glazed donut in shop or via the drive-thru at participating locations. There is a limit of one donut per guest, but no purchase or ID is necessary. Hope you're having a great weekend. We'll be back in 12. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on.
Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.
WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.